I want to welcome all the NIT team who are here. You want to stand up so we can figure out who you are? There you are. May God bless you and bless your ministry here. They're going to be doing a retreat for our school, right? And is that all? I mean, that's enough, but you're good. Okay. All right, you can sit down. I just wanted to welcome you. So what are the crutches for? What'd you do? Oh, boy. We'll pray over you at the end of Mass, okay? All right. Now, the readings. You just heard Paul. You see, we're still in chapter 2 in Romans, and so he's saying, you know, you neglect this, the real important things. As I was looking at this and thinking of it, and the fervor and the zeal and the effort that these people put into that. But they never understood how much God loved them. In fact, none of us do. But with our Lord coming, dying for us, rising for us, feeding us on his body and blood, little by little we might catch on, which is what the Lord says is this in the gospel, you see. It's the key to being a Christian is to know how much the Lord loves you and answer him. That's the key. We have Margaret Mariella Koch today. I mentioned this at the beginning of Mass. She was the second apostle of the mercy of God. The first was a woman by the name of St. Gertrude, a Cistercian nun, in about the 13th or 14th century, who began a devotion to the heart of Jesus. Why the heart of Jesus? Because the heart is the place from which love comes. And we didn't get it. So then, in the 17th century, Margaret Mariella Koch, same message. Why? Well, you see, it's the same error that the Pharisees do. They have their idea of God, and they're going to answer that idea of God. And God is saying, why don't you just listen to me? I'll tell you who I am. And then you can love me, and I'll love you. And then, you know, I can make a martyr out of you then if I want to, because you'll be filled with love. But if God is a stranger, then who knows what he wants? So we've got to have all these rules. And that's the point. When there's rigidity, there's lack of the knowledge of the love of the Lord. We owe that to one another, to show the love of the Lord, to forgive each other, to, you know, don't strengthen this illusion about who God is. That's why Margaret Mariella Koch was sent. Her whole message, as you know, is the Sacred Heart. She's the one the Lord sent her to tell the Pope via her confessor, Claude de la Colombière, I want the world to honor my heart. Behold this heart which has loved human beings so much. See, when we get that, then we're won over. See, we'll do anything then for the Lord because we love him, which is the whole point. And so you see, our Lord, he's trying to shake them up, you see. Are you going to worship God or your image of God? Well, it takes a long time to get over our images, but if we're faithful to prayer, it'll happen. And we'll know the Lord. And life begins, not at 40, life begins when we know how much Jesus Christ loves us. Or start to know. Then we're won over. And that's the... See, without that, we have to guess what God wants. And so you tithe on mint and rue and garden herb and all the rest. We don't do that. We don't even know what these things are, right? Mint and rue, you know what they are. But We do kind of things like that. And the Lord is saying, you know, just come to me and I'll show you how much I love you, and then I'll win you over. I can make a saint out of you. And that's the message, you see. So that's why our Lord is so disturbed. You don't try to get to know my Father. So whoever he is, you've got your own idea of him, and then you got to satisfy him. And the Lord is saying, no, you don't. That's not the true God. I'm his son. I've been, you know, I'm equal to him from all eternity. I'm going to tell you who he is. And one day, when you really begin to, you know what your sins are, this is what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to take them all and carry them to the cross, and in an act of love, bring the whole human race back to me. And that's what this feast is about, you know. One of my professors, Father Leone, had a great line. He taught me Romans over in Rome. He said, people think that the wrath of God is his anger. It's not his anger. It's the overwhelming power of his love, and we can't stand it. We got to get used to it. He's not mad. It's his love. And so this is why Margaret Mary Alacoque was sent to the world. And if that wasn't enough, then there's Therese. Same message. And if that's not enough, who's the last one? You got it. Right. Same thing, right? You'd think we'd catch on, wouldn't you? That's a lot of trouble. All these saints getting holy, leaving writings, coming in visions, all this stuff. Why? Because if we don't get it, we can't help anybody else get it. But if we love the Lord, we'll do anything for him. And then we'll change. And then we'll know what to say. And we will be filled with the love of Jesus. There's nothing greater can happen to anybody than to know Jesus Christ and to know his love. And that's really why the church makes such a big feast day out of St. Margaret Mary Alacoque or Mercy Sunday. You'd think, right? So what do we say today? I'm going to take a chance. I'm going to rely on your mercy. I'm going to, you know, of course I've sinned, I'm a jerk, but I'm going to come now and tell you I love you, and I want to know how much you love me, and I want to answer that. If we do that, then the Lord will have a free hand with us. And when we meet people, when we are supposed to be evangelizing people, they'll believe us. You know? I remember, I don't know where this was now, but somebody was trying to evangelize somebody. There was a bunch there, young. And the guy said, look, I'd believe you if you just looked a little happier. You know, you look so grim about this. Well, you young people don't look very grim, but which is good. But our message is to set people free. There's not a saint in this universe who didn't fall in love with the Lord. That's the only way.